Okay, gentlemen, I wanted to begin and makdish everything we're about to say, except for the stupidity, of course. But all the Torah that we're about to say, I wanted to makdish to the chayalim that are fighting right now, to those that are injured, obviously. I hope they get a full recovery, and it's my hope and prayer that our soldiers will be able to have a full victory over our enemies. I think everyone around this table understands that we're fighting a very just war down south, and the only way to win the war is to totally win, and not have some sort of a band-aid repair as we did in the past. So it's my hope that they will be victorious with the least casualties possible. From one unfortunate event to another unfortunate event, this week things don't change for the better. We're going to be fasting the Asarah B'Teves this coming Tuesday. And I just wanted to bring up one aspect of the fasting in general, and that is to ask a very fundamental question. And that is, what are we trying to achieve? The terrible event of Asarah B'Teves happened. There was a great siege around Yerushalayim that went on for 2 to 3 years. Unfortunately, people starved to death. It was a terrible time, but it happened. And there were many other great, terrible events that happened in the past of our people. So why single out Asarah B'Teves, and why is it to this day we fast? What are we trying to achieve by fasting? In order to answer this question, I want to go in the way of the Rambam, though the Shulchan Aruch has a totally different way of understanding. The Shulchan Aruch basically says in parentheses that it's a terrible day, and we fast to commemorate it being as a terrible day. That's basically the way he presents it in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam not so, as we're about to see. So let's see the first source on the page from Zechariah. As we all know, the Rabbi Zechariah has a famous pasuk saying that in the future, Ko Amar Hashem, I heard from God in a nevuah, in a prophecy, Soma Revi'i, Soma Chamishi, Soma Shvi'i, Soma Asri, Yulavet Yudalot, Soma Simchalom, Moadim Tovim, Vehemet Vehashalom, Ehavu. God willing, in the future, these fast days are going to become Yom Kippur. When will that happen? When things get better. Fine. The Rambam, obviously living when he lived, has to codify the law about fast days. And look at what he does. He starts out in Chot Ta'aniyot, which means what? What does it mean? Chot Ta'aniyot.
The laws of fasting.
The laws of fasting. Perek Aleph. Perek Aleph through Perek Hay is Chot Ta'aniyot in the Rambam. Perek Aleph through Dalet talks about the following. Mitzvat Asei Min HaTorah, the positive commandment, biblically, Midoraita. You have to daven, you have to blow the trumpet, anytime there's a tzara on the tzibor, anytime there's a terrible event that befalls the Jewish people. And he brings tukim to prove it. Later on, in that same paragraph, he says, V'davar zeh midarkei tshuva. This is exactly how to do tshuva. Shebizman shetavol tzara v'yizaku aleha v'yariyu. Anytime there's a terrible event, and you blow the trumpet, and you daven, and you do it properly, everyone will understand that it didn't happen by chance. It's not a coincidence, but it's because we have to rectify our ways in some way or another. It could be publicly, it could be individually, whatever it might be, we have what to rectify. According to the Rambam, when God does something terrible to the Jewish people, it's like a wake-up call. What do we have to wake up to? I don't think any of us can sign on the dotted line. But we should get better. Pardon? Correct. You're absolutely right, Bruce. Up until now, all he's talking about is the biblical commandment to daven and to blow the trumpets. Then, he adds on a mitzvah midirabbanan, a rabbinic commandment. Umidivrei sofrim, rabbinic, lehitanot al kol tzarashet abo al asibor, ad sheyirachamu min hashamayim. Rabbinically, we should fast on any of the tzarot and any of the tragedies that happen to the entirety of the Jewish people until things get better.
So we should be fasting every day?
Exactly.
We used to fight on the way out to war, right?
The what?
We used to fast on the way out to war.
That's right. Correct. And the Rambam says, what do you do on these fast days? There's no mitzvah in and of itself to fast, but rather, it's a means to an end. What's the end? What's the goal of fasting according to the Rambam here in this source? To do tshuva. So, to sum up the Rambam, there's a biblical commandment to daven properly before HaKadosh Baruch Hu when there's terrible tragedies that befall the tzibur. And rabbinically, we have to go ahead and fast on those days as well. All to try to get the people to rectify their ways.
And the trumpets,
The trumpets is a mitzvah that I say from the Torah, real chatzotzot. The trumpets that you see in Machon HaMikdash, that's a chatzotzot.
So
correct. Good question, why? the Igros Moshe, excuse me, the Igros Moshe on the table. So the Rashi Feinstein has a big long tshuva to try to explain why is it today on fast days we don't do the trumpets anymore. Because it doesn't make sense. According to this Rambam, we should. Anyway, gentlemen, that's the Rambam in Perek Aleph. And Aleph through Dalet do not talk about fast days that we do. No Shiva, Sabbatambas, no Sabbatavis, no Tzom Gedalia, nothing. It talks about fast days that the Chachamim are allowed to decree upon the people when what?
Got problems.
When you got problems. Give me an example. Typical?
Rain.
Or lack of rain. Okay? War. Whatever it might be. There's many different tragedies that can happen that ad hoc. They're going to make a fast day to try to fix the specific acute problem that we have. That's Perek Aleph through Dalet. Perek Hay in the Rambam is the last Perek of the Rambam. After giving all the laws of the fast days that have nothing to do with the fast day of this coming Tuesday, the Rambam adds on or something.
The question comes up, at least to me, certainly on the minor fast where you're essentially missing a meal, if you're already aware of the problem, what does missing the meal accomplish?
I think it's a means to an end, according to the Rambam, and that is that when you're not eating, you understand, hey, why am I not eating? Must be a reason.
But does he codify that you can't do anything else? And most people today, myself included, you have a fast day, so that's a good day to work. It distracts you from
correct.
The fact that you haven't fasted. I mean,
but you're still hungry, I think. Put
okay.
it this way. I don't know many people that when the fast goes out, they continue working. They right away go and run for the donut. And I think that in itself, because you're lacking food and you feel a little hungry and uncomfortable, it gives you maybe half a second, maybe a minute, maybe 5 minutes at the most, to dwell into the fact that something's not perfect in the world or in the Jewish people. So
sure.
it's a means to an end.
I'm not sure if fasting can be linked to a shuva process exactly.
Correct. As I said, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't agree.
That's the day we fast.
I'm just reading what the Rambam has to say, but you're right that other people see it other ways.
One time, maybe people.
Correct. So the Rambam basically presents the laws of fast days in general. And then comes Perakeh, and he says the following. Perakeh, end of Ichot Tanios. Yesh sham yamim, shekol Yisrael mitanin bahem bipnei atzarot sheiru bahem. There are days that Jewish people all fast, not individual communities, and not specific geographical places in the world, but all the Jewish people fast because of the terrible events that happened. Why? Not because of the terrible events. Look what the Rambam says. Once again, to answer your question, Dr. Savir, you fast in order to open your heart and to be chozer b'tshuva. That's what the Rambam says. So according to the Rambam, the fast this coming Tuesday, Asara B'Tevis, is basically a means to an end, to be chozer b'tshuva. Why did they think Asara B'Tevis is not Bet B'Tevis? The Rambam says Asara B'Tevis has one advantage over Bet B'Tevis. What's the advantage? There's something bad that happened. You can relate to something bad that happened and maybe other bad events that are happening. But in and of itself, the fact that a tragedy happened on Asara B'Tevis is not the obligator to fast, but rather the obligator to fast is a chozer b'tshuva. We pick Asara B'Tevis because we have something to relate to. It's not just the fast day out of the blue. Very good. Very good. That's the way the Rambam presents it.
That's actually the season of freedom. We have enough Pesach at that time.
We actually left Mitzrayim on Pesach.
Right. Right. Which I don't know. Because they have Pesach, I have a stream.
Oh.
But here it's, there's this historical tragedy.
Right, and he goes on to say, "Yezikavonu maaseinu haraim umaaseh avoteinu shayak maaseinu ata." All this is to remind us not so much about what happened, but that the fact that right now something's wrong. What is he trying to say? And in mind,
the temple's rebuilt. We wouldn't have these fasts.
If the temple would be rebuilt properly, we wouldn't have these fasts, as the Navi Zechariah said.
Even though there's so many,
unfortunately, during Bayit Sheni, there's a big machlokes between Rashi, Rambam, many other Rishonim. Did they fast or didn't they? It seems from many different sources they did fast. The famous source is the Mishnah that says that you, in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, it says that we used to send out messengers to tell everyone where Rosh Chodesh is. People would know what to do. So it says you sent out messengers in Av mipnei ta'anit. You send out messengers in Av because of what?
Tisha B'Av.
When is the Mishnah written? The Beis HaMikdash is built.
Rebuilt
by Bayit Sheni. They're sending out messages because they're Mekadesh the Chodesh by the moon. And they're sending out messages for Tisha B'Av. That's a very strong source. They did fast Tisha B'Av during Bayit Sheni. Why did they fast during Bayit Sheni? It wasn't perfect. It was far from being perfect. There was no Nissan. There was many other problems. Most of the Jewish people didn't live in Israel then. So, there's Rosh Hashem.
I heard in 67 and Tisha B'Av they didn't fast. Like some people on trail.
I heard that too. I heard that too, and I have to admit that in many ways, I think halachically you can poke holes in that, but emotionally I think I can understand them. Emotionally. Halachically I have a problem with it. Emotionally, people with such an euphoria then to say, go fast Tisha B'Av as if nothing happened was very difficult for them. In any case, gentlemen, I think the Rambam is saying something extremely profound about the fast days in general. And this last line is, in my opinion, the punchline. The Rambam is basically saying that these bad events didn't happen out of nowhere. They happened because we did something wrong. And as we all know, we read through the Nevuot of Yeshayahu and Yirmiyahu and even Yechezkel in a way. Ultimately, it was because we did not behave properly, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu punished us. So why do we fast today? What are we trying to accomplish? In my opinion, we're trying to accomplish one thing, not to make the same mistake again. And not to say that what's happening around the world today has nothing to do with me. It's politics. This country doesn't exactly get along with that country. There's financial crisis in the world. It gets people very upset, and certain things happen. Ultimately, if you're a good historian, you could make a thesis as to why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Nothing to do with Yeshayahu and Yirmiyahu's Nevuot. You can explain the political situation in Israel then. There was Mitzrayim, there was Ashur, they didn't get along, we somehow butt in when we shouldn't have, we got whacked for it. You can explain it in a very logical way. But what the Rambam is trying to teach us is, yes, there are politics playing in the world, but it's not just that. It's also because of us. And we dare not make the same mistake again. And what's my proof? The way Chazal present the fast days in Maseches Tanit. Maseches Tanit in general deals with what?
No,
it's Megillat Tanit. Very good. Megillat Tanit, you're right. Days we don't fast. But Maseches Tanit in the Gemara talks about the fast days that were ad hoc fast days. And within it, they talk about Tisha B'Av a little bit, 9 days a little bit. It's all in there. Actually, Shavua Shechal, 9 days is a later thing. So let's look at Maseches Tanit. There's five terrible things that happened both in Tisha B'Av and Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, one, Nishtabru Haluchot, Bet, Batel HaTamid, Gimel, Ufka'a Ha'ir, Dalet, Tarafa, Fatopis, Tatara, and Hey, Hemit Selim Bahechal. Tisha B'Av, first of all, there was a gzeirah not to go into Israel because of the Chet HaMeraglim. Chayav HaBayit HaRishana B'Shniya. Two Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Nechareva Beitar V'Nechresha Ha'ir. How do Chazal present the fast days to us? In what order? Let's look. What's the order? Chronological, correct?
Yeah.
First of all, the Luchot happened. Then, later on in history, they no longer could bring the Korban Tamid. There were no Korbanos in Yerushalayim. There was a terrible siege. There was no Korbanos to bring in. Thirdly, Hufka'a'ir. Fourthly, Sarah HaVatobis Tatora. But what's interesting to me is that they're mixing up two different things here. Why were the Luchot broken? Who was the cause of the Luchot being broken? Us. We were dancing around the ego. Very good. Batel HaTamid. Why couldn't we bring the Korban Tamid? Because we didn't want to? They said we couldn't anymore. Who said we couldn't?
The Romans.
The Romans, correct? Not to mention the fact that after the siege, maybe there was no Korbanos to bring. Does that have to do with us?
Nope.
We could say a Roman decree. Right? It's not Yahareg Val Yahavor, so we just didn't bring it. Number three, Hufka'a Ha'ir. What's Hufka'a Ha'ir? Siege was broken. They came into the city. Again, has to do with us. We were weak. They were strong. The strong people usually win the weak people. Taking Hanukkah out of the picture, that's what usually happens, correct?
The siege, this is for the first house.
First day.
So he's mixing the first and second on top of it.
Well,
kind of going back in...
Yeah. In general, yes. We do pass
the town meeting stopped, but that's the second, and then they just started the breaking of the walls, that's the first, so it's really not...
It could be both. The walls could be broke, but I think the Masoret is, and I could be wrong on this. Shivar said the Tammuz was when it was the second of the... I think it was the second, actually.
No.
Shivar said the Tammuz...
Both fast days are for the first.
Okay, there's a Gemara there that talks about the Psukim as to how to prove that when it was. Anyway, I'll take your word for it. I think it was the second. I think it was the second.
You've got two stories here.
The dates were different because they put the dates to be the same because...
Yeah. When was the actual... You designed the Talmud, the walls were breached. Was it the first or the second?
First.
So they're mixing and choosing. But what's important...
Well, maybe if you put the... Okay, if you take a book off the shelf, let's say, what's his name, Eliyahu?
He'll tell us,
exactly, he'll tell you the first.
Say it again, we'll look it up for next time. But what's interesting to me here is not so much the date, but rather look at what we're doing here. We're taking an event that was totally because of the Jewish people. Breaking of the Luchot. And we're putting it together with which event? Events that you can explain politically. The Romans said, don't bring a korban to
it. Or you can say Moshe did it, but it's not exactly.
Or Moshe did it.
Well, then we sell the korban on the second half by...
No, but Moshe didn't do it. I have to say, Moshe didn't do it for no reason. Moshe did because of what we did. In other words, when you say, why was the Luchot broken? You're not going to say because of Moshe. You're going to say because the Jewish people did something wrong. But why couldn't you bring the korban to it?
Could you picture that today?
What?
They gave you a new Torah and shul, and the out from the shul from the ladies are not with their hair covered wearing pants.
I'm not so sure that's the reason he broke the luchos. Maybe that he could have, stretched out a hefter. No, after this, the women here, But gentlemen, what I think is important to us...
The
rabbis still do the same thing, it's just differently. Once upon a time they could scream and yell and curse, and today they have to do it nicely, politically correct. But they're doing the same thing.
That's what they try to say Moshe didn't do it.
Gentlemen, in my opinion, this is what Chazal are teaching us. Just like the Luchot broke because of us, so too, the Talmud stopped because of us. You can explain it any political way you want, it was because of us. And that's the reason why the walls were breached. It's not because they were stronger and we were weaker, it's because we caused it. And that's what the Rambam is trying to teach us about these fast days, and that's what we're trying to achieve on the fast days. We're fasting to understand that these things don't happen because of coincidence. They happen because of us. And we all have to look deeply into ourselves and see what is wrong and what we could fix. And that's why in both cases, it's very interesting, they present it in such a way that it's all the same. They don't say, hey, Tisha B'Av, Nigzar L'Avotein Shalei Kansu La'aretz, because there was a Chet HaMeraglim and we said we didn't want to go in. That was our fault. Period. And by the way, there was also tragic events that happened because of political scenes that were beyond our control, such as Charav HaBayit HaRishonah V'Hashniyah V'Nil Kedah Beit HaVenichar Shahair. They put it all together. No period, no explanations, no disclaimers. It's all because of us. And that's what I think we have to try to achieve on fast days, at least according to the Rambam. It's not just to remember what happened. It's to remember what's happening. And just like then it didn't happen in a vacuum, it happened because there was something wrong with the Jewish people, so too today we have to really look into ourselves and think, what is wrong with us? As hard as it is, and as difficult as it is, we have to look in and say to ourselves, what's the one little thing we can fix on this coming Asarah B'Teves towards the rest of the year? Each person knows individually, and the community knows as a community. And ultimately, that's the goal of these fast days. Not just to remember what happened, but to remember what's happening, so we dare not make the same mistake again and say, this has nothing to do with me, it's all politics.
Do you think this is on the global Jewish level, at least all Jews in Israel, or is this aimed at the Jews in the know, let's say the rabbinical educated class? What group has to wake up? You can't expect Israelis who never heard of the day. Isaac had never heard of this day, for example, as a kid. But even in Israel, how many Israelis know the 10th of Tevet is different from the 9th?
Very good point, and maybe that's what we have to fix. I think you're bringing up a very good point. So here, this board, great idea. Perhaps that's exactly what we have to fix. In other words, why is it that we, and we're all guilty of this, why is it that Sarah Batavis comes, we're not banging on the doors of every TV station and saying, listen, we want to get on the news for 5 minutes and explain that today's Sarah Batavis, this and this happened, we have to fix our ways. Instead, we fast in our own communities and we think we're good Jews.
They used to have stuff like this on TV.
Tisha B'Av they always have, but that's where it ends.
No,
no, Tisha B'Av they have. Tisha B'Av they have programs. Tisha B'Av they have, but ultimately, if you're bringing up a point, I think you're bringing up a very good point. Bruce, maybe this is what should be our goal this coming to Sarah B'Tavis, is to think how much outreach we're doing or not doing in Israel. And the fact is, we shouldn't be comfortable with the fact that Asara Batavis comes along and the only people that know about it are the people that have kippahs on their heads. Hmm. That shouldn't be. Every Israeli somehow knows about Purim, and they know about Pesach. In the army, there is recognition today. There is recognition. There was.
Because the Chayyim, you guys are
fasting.
This year?
Yes.
It will come, but I don't think it's an issue. In other words, the bottom line is they should not fast.
I'm not saying it's
you're saying it's going to come up. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. It's going to come up. The fast day today of Asara B'Tavis is not even Midrabanan. The Gemara says that in a time where there's no religious persecution against the Jewish people, then Ratsu Mitanin, Ratsu Ein Mitanin. Meaning, if they want to fast, they can fast. And if they don't want to fast, they don't want to fast. Tosfos on that Gemara. And this Gemara, we didn't quote it here. In Masechet Roshana, Yechet says the Jewish people accepted upon themselves to fast anyway. So it's today we fast Mikam Minhag. That's what Mavikan Dirabanan. So a minhag is a minhag. It's very important to keep. But not under every circumstance do you keep a minhag. When there's Pikuach Nefesh, or even a semi-Pikuach Nefesh, obviously it overrides a minhag. So therefore, I think if soldiers are fighting in the field, there's no question whatsoever that they all have to fast. 2 years ago, when was the Lebanon war?
Tisha B'Av
with Tisha B'Av, and many soldiers wanted to fast, and they got Piskei Halacha from rabbis in the army, outside the army, Rashi Yeshivos, not to fast. But emotionally, Jewish people find it very difficult to eat on Tisha B'Av. So I don't know what happened Lemaise, but I know halachically the answer is very, very simple.
Isn't there something different about this fast also?
Like, yes.
This was... would it be on Shabbat? I can't.
Correct. The Abu Draha. Bruce is quoting something correct. The Abu Draha, quoted by the Beis Yosef, and you know Beis Yosef is the Shulchan Aruch, so when he quotes something, you have to take it to heart. The Abu Draha says that this fast day is different from all the minor fast days. All the other minor fast days, what you do is, if the fast comes, then it's a terrible fast, you push it off. And if it's a good fast, you bring it backwards. So Teilat HaNes says that you bring back, and Tisha B'Av, you push forward to Sunday. But the Asara B'Tavis, you don't. Why? Because that's what it says in Yechezkel, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. And it says, Bayom Kippur, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. So the Abu Dram came up with the Gzeira Shava, the first one after the Gemara was sealed. That, and now you have to fast on the Asara B'Tavis, even if it happens on Shabbos.
You can make the Gzeira Shava
from I don't know this.
But they
work it out, it never comes on Shabbos, but it can come on Friday.
Wait a minute, he's making Gzeira Shava?
Approximately, it's a quasi Xera Shava. It's not a real Xera Shava. Yeah, but he can't make Xera Shava. Of course not. You can only make Xera Shava by Masoret. And if you want to hear a beautiful interpretation to that, the Chasam Sefer has a Siddur. And in the Siddur, he explains why. He says, when are you allowed to fast on Shabbos? Yom Kippur and Ta'anit Chalom. Why do you fast Ta'anit Chalom?
You can't, but how can you eat?
Says the Chasam Sofer, very simple. Any fast day that has to do with the past, you can push it off to Sunday. It's done already. It's finished, so you push it off to Sunday. Any fast day that has to do with the future, Ta'anit Chalom, you had a terrible dream that you're going to die, and it's bothering you right now, and it could happen tomorrow, you'll have to fast on Shabbos. Yom Kippur has to do with the future, too. What's God going to do to us this year? So you're out of fast on Yom Kippur. Says the Chasam Sofer, Asara B'Tavis, is not just what happened. He says in Shemayim, every single Asara B'Tavis, the Kadosh Baruch Hu decides, just like back then, is the Beis HaMikdash going to be destroyed or not? Because that was the beginning of the process. You put the siege over the city. Now, the siege could have been successful or not successful. We all know in the times of who? There was a siege that was not successful.
Assyria,
Hizkiyahu HaMelech. The Chayrif comes, and the siege wasn't successful. So at that moment, Atzeret B'Tevis, because Baruch Hu had a Beis Din in Shemayim, to decide if it's going to be a good, if the Beis Din is going to be destroyed or not. Turned out, we lost. It was going to be destroyed. So Ezra Chazon says, every single year, Kadosh Baruch Hu decides that we're going to have a Tisha B'Av this year or not. Every single year. And as we all know, the Yerushalmi says, the famous words, Kol Dor, every generation, Shalom, you've not Beit HaMikdash B'Yamav, so the Beit HaMikdash was not built in their generation. Kelo Mechrav B'Yamav. It's like another Korban Beit HaMikdash that's going to happen this year. When is it going to be decided? On the Tzara B'Tevis. So says the Chassam Sofer that the Tzara B'Tevis is a fast day that talks about the future, not just about the past, and therefore it's the only fast that you'll have to fast on Shabbos. It talks about the future, just like Tani Chalom. I think it's an ingenious comment. Does it really happen or not? We'll never know, but it's an ingenious comment to try to explain it.